Altered State by Kate Roddenbush. A silhouette of the United States Capitol becomes a mirage of mythical creatures fabricated of elaborately carved white steel. Each cut is rendered in the archetypical graphic style of Pacific Northwest Coast Indian imagery. Stepping into this cage of white lace, the interior space vaults overhead as a ladder of carved white swings descends from above. Native American eagle and feather imagery cover the walls. Together, these elements suggest the set of an elaborate birdcage, placed ironically and symbolically within the framework of a colonialist political power symbol. Yet, as one ascends the swings, every platform reveals the wisdom of a different Indian nation carved into the seat. This tangible union of opposites offers itself as a gathering space to ruminate on the origin of American civilization amidst the enduring dignity and vision of its native peoples. A government building is transformed into an altered state. For the artist Kate Roddenbush, the theme of the American dream at Burning Man could not have been more culturally significant. It speaks to the necessity of the Burning Man community collectively participating in our own culture, in reflecting on it, questioning it, condemning it, exalting it, and being present at this country's moment in history, balanced between the mistakes of the past and the possibility of the future. At Burning Man, as in Native American culture, art in its creation is intimately connected to ceremony, spirituality, and myth within our social and political systems. With the American Dream theme, the art at Burning Man is giving physical form to our collective consciousness. Altered State is a commentary on the nature of power and its transformation. Who possesses it, and more importantly, at whose expense is it extracted? Is power ultimately an illusion? How could its fundamental values evolve? Altered State is a physical reflection of a union of these ideas in architectural form. On one level, it suggests the imposition of one power structure onto another. On an alternate level, it draws on America's use of heavy, imposing classical Greek architecture, yet radically transforms it into a Native American temple of light and mythologically inspired lace. The inspiration for Altered State began as Roddenbush reflected upon the theme of American dream and asked the question, who's American? Who's dream? She wanted to create a tribute to the native peoples of this country and sought to find a common symbolic and visual language that bonded them to the American cultural symbols of today. The symbol that she adopted as her theme was the eagle. In native cultures, this majestic bird is a connection to the spirit world and the ascent to the higher self. The down of eagle feathers is often sprinkled on guests during their ceremonies as a symbol of peace. The animal speaks to the concept of freedom in both native and colonial cultures. But tellingly, in the American government's representation, the eagle is represented as more of a raptor bird with a claw full of arrows. It is a symbol of pride, hegemony, and global reach than a symbol of spiritual reach. It is this disconnect that she seeks to explore in Altered State. An explosion of this eagle motif envelops the structure of the Capitol dome, and the swings inside suggest on one level a monstrously large, human-sized metal cage for this symbolic bird. It is a physical commentary on the ugly past of colonial and native conflict and represents the history of abuse, quarantine, and disrespect that our government has imposed on the native peoples, all that they have honored and inhabited. Yet to climb the same swing reveals the profound wisdom of Lakota, Suquamish, and Hopi native tribes etched into the seats. At night, light projections of eagle feathers, Indian symbols of honor and a gesture of peace, swirl down from the ceiling above. In this way, each ladder level reached is a meditation and is reminiscent of the eagle's symbolism, the ascent to the higher self. Instead of feeling trapped in a cage, one feels uplifted, finding space to envision the dignity of the native cultures that were pushed aside to make way for our own. In place of physical imprisonment, the sculpture's interior offers us an altered state, an evolved and reimagined perspective of the roots of this country, as inspired by Native American art and thought.